little bit shiva, you did finish during the regal. People can't menachem you. So even though you have to have another 5 days after the regal, it's not like a total shiva after the regal. Like these next 5 days of Yom Tov help a little bit for shiva. Like klal shodover, kol shum mishum ovel regal mafikoi, v'kol shum mishum iskirabim ein regal mafikoi. So Rashi says, kol shum mishum ovel regal mafikoi shetzorech lashli mayacher regal. You have to sit shiva another 5 days. But that's what the rabbim do for you, that the rabbim have to come to Menachem Avil. Since you started to sit shiva before the regal, the rabbim is allowed to come to you during regal, and the first 7 days, that's the thing of Nichem Avelim. After the first 7 days, even though you have to sit another 5 days after Yom Tov, it's not an inyan of Nichem Avelim. All right, we'll go into this more again next time. We'll stop here. You were holding Daf Chof Amud Aleph. Just last Gemara again was the Shiloh. If somebody is mace in the middle of Regal, so he said the Shiva first starts after the Regal. The question, what about the minyan of Shloshim Yoim? Does Shloshim Yoim start counting from the day the person was mace when he made the Kfura, or do you first start counting Shloshim after the Regal? That was the question. So he said last Gemara was Eisvei, HaKoybres Meisoi, Beiz Yovim Koydim Regal. If somebody is Kovra's mace, somebody, some Mishpacha was Nifter 2 days before Yom Tov, is Alocha Moina He Yomim Acher Regal. You have to still count another 5 days of Shiva after the Yom Tov, after the Regal. And this is going according to Alocha of our Mishnah, that it's only if you know 3 days before the Regal, is the Regal Mavato the Shiva. But if you're not knowing 3 days, only 2 days, you still have to count another 5 days of sitting Shiva after the Regal. So it says during these days now, Umalach Toynasaseh De'achirim. As after the Yom Tov, the Umalacha, you could have work done for you, not by the Yovel himself, but somebody else should do it for the Yovel. The Avodim v'shvachis oisim betzinim b'teich beisai. And his own Avodim, or his own shvachis, his own maids or slaves, are allowed to work for him privately in his own house. V'yein rabbi misaskin imoy. And the rabbi does not have to take care of him like we come to be Menachem Avil him. After the regal, why? Shekfanis Asku Boy Beregal. Because they're ready with Menachem Avil in the middle of the regal. Like we'll see what like Gemara says, that Klol Yishodover, what's the Klol, what's the rule over here? That Kol Shum Mishum Avil, Regal Mavsikri. Anything that has a locha with Adin Avelis, is regal, is Mavsik, Rashi says, that means it like stops, it breaks it. Shetzorach Lashlimoy Achor Regal. You have to continue sitting the rest of the 7 days of Shiva after Yom Tov. Kivun l'chiyoshiv sh'nayom l'fnei ha-regol, sorach l'hashlem v'leishiv hei yomim ha-regol. Since you only sat 2 days before Yom Tov, you have to continue the Shiva after Yom Tov and sit another 5 days. But v'chol shum mishum iske rabim, any halach of the sitting Shiva that's nogay to the rabim, the halacher is ein regol mafzikoi. The regal is not mafsikit, like Rashi says, chloima, that means, tanchume rabim ein regal mafsikoi. Shiye tzorach lahashlim v'lasik b'yachar regal. Ela misasnim b'yachar. But rather the Yom Tov, join Yom Tov, the people, the rabim, are allowed to come in to be menachem over you, and that is considered part of the nichem avelim. Therefore, if you are kovei your mace 2 days before Yom Tov, so the next 5 days of Yom Tov, when people come to menachem over you, it's like finished then the shiva of the rabim. The Rabban does not have to come anymore to be Menachem Avil. It's just you have to sit your private din Avelis. You have to be Nega Avelis even after the regal to be mashed from the next 5 days. What? Now, the next part of the Brisa says, Kivroi Shloishu Yomim B'Seifer Regal. Let's say like the last 3 days of the Yom Tov, that's when the Mishpah, where somebody was mace, and you made the Kfura. So there are 3 more days left to Yom Tov. That's like the last day of Chol HaMoed. Is the Locha Moine Shiva Achor Regal. You have to like first start counting yeshiva after the regal. What does that mean? Arbo yomim harishonim rabim mefaskin boi. The first 4 days after the regal, the rabim still have to be nayi to Menachem Avil, because even though during Yom Tov they could be Menachem Avil, but you only had the last 3 days of Yom Tov, so you need another 4 days that the rabim comes in and is mefaskin with you that they are being Menachem Avil. But shloishu yomim achreinim, after the last 4 days, now that we say after regular you have to start counting Shiva, so you have to sit 7 days. The last 3 days is Alocha Ein Rabbi Mesaskin Boy. The Rabbi does not have to come to be Menachem over you anymore. Why? Shekva Nesasko Beregel. Because the first last 3 days of the regal, the first 3 days of your sitting Shiva, they were Menachem over you during the regal. You weren't really sitting Shiva then, but for this Indian that the Rabbim could come to Menachem over you applies even during the regal. And therefore, the law is that since the first 3 days people came in, so you only have to have another 4 days after regal. That's when it's fitting to finish the 7 days for the Rabbim. Then the last 3 days you just sit with the Hilchas Avelos without the Rabbim coming in. And it says why? Now, the regal oiluloi, and the regal is included here. The regal oiluloi, Rashi says, the minyan shloshim. Here it says clearly that the regal does count for the din of shloshim. So, my lava sefer, doesn't it even go on the sefer with the mace first die during Yom Tov, and you first start counting yeshiva after Yom Tov? Still, we say those first, the last 3 days of Yom Tov, your first 3 days is included in the shloshim. So, you see, you can have shloshim before shiva. So Mora says, Loi, Aresha, maybe it's only going on the Resha. And Rashi says, my love, I say, isn't it going on the last case? Hod de Toni, that's what we learned. The regal Oilu Laminyan Shleshim, that the days of the Yom Tov also is included in the Shleshim. Hainu Seifa, isn't it going even on the Seifa? Ah, Kovroi Beregel, where somebody was Kovroi's mace during the regal itself. For Tivshim, you know, now we have a proof, the Chikovroi Beregel Oilu Laminyan Shleshim. If somebody makes a Kruva during the regal, it helps for the Shleshim Yom. The kasha l'rova the yom rein oila. The kasha and rova that before said it's not oila. So Mora says lay a reisha. Komahadid. This brisa that says it helps for the shloshim is going to the reisha the brisa. Ah kov roish na yomim kredim a regal, where somebody buried the maize 2 days before Yom Tov. In such a case, regal oila lo minyan shloshim. The osim vavi oila loy hoilu kvar hitzchul ba avelis, because he already started the first 2 days of avelis. He only has to finish 5 more days after regal. But the first 2 days helps from before the regal. But it could be Avakova Beregel Loyadana. But what's going to be in a case where the mace first died on the Yom Tov and you buried him on the regal, when Shloshim starts, from here you have no proof. Verses 8, I'll have a kasha. The din is Regel Oilu Loy Leminyan Shloshim. The regal also helps for the minyan of Shloshim, for the count of the 30 days. What does that mean, Kate? What's the case? Kovroi batilos regal. If somebody's mace was mace in the beginning of the Yom Tov, and you made the kfura then, is moina shiva achar regal. The law is you have to count shiva 7 days after the Yom Tov, like we had before. If somebody's mace in the middle of the regal, the ikadin shiva first starts after the regal. Or malach toinasasai de acherim. During these 7 days after the Yom Tov, you could have malacha work being done for you, not by the Yovel himself, but somebody else could do it for the Yovel. And his own shvachas, his own maids and slaves could work for him. Now, Tosfos before spoke out, that's what it says here. Malachta nasas adecherim, so he says, afilu bebeisei, even in his own house, the Gemara says. So Tosfos there, staffagav the Yom Liel perak beis, hoisa malachta adecherim, b'teich beisei osir, here it said it's also, lasas uvatehim, mutter. So Yeshloima Doho Khamari Bedovra Ovud. Here we're talking about a Dovra Ovud, that's why here we're being more makel. Could I guess the cash for what does Tosfos have to come out like this for? So he should have said much better. He should have said that the Pshat is over here, since really there wasn't any enough Shiva during the regal. And that's why the Rabbim came in was Nachem Ovud him already. So therefore these last 7 days in such a case has a little more kuludik halachis. Well, I call upon him, that's the halach here in this case, that you Allah have as a malacha donor the acherim. And who are then you allowed to have the avodim and shvachis do malacha for him mitzin the b'tech v'esay. So Rashi those vayitin says like this, that v'yein rabbi misaskin boy, after the regal the rabbi does not have to come into Menachem Ovel him anymore, shekva nasasko by the regal, because the 7 days of the regal people are coming in already to become the mistress of the asasko by regal of rabbim of the Menachem Ovel. And here it says the regal oiluloi, even in the case that your mace was mace at the beginning of Yom Tov, still it says that the 7 days of Yom Tov is oiluloi, helps for the shloshim. Is to yufta, there's a kashan rova. Here it says clearly that the 7 days of the regal also helps for the shloshim. Gemara says, ki osi rovim, when rovim came, omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, Afilu kovre beregel. Enochanan, well, like this last brisa. Even if the mace was first mace during regal, and you buried him on Yom Tif, still the lochrish shloshim starts from then. Like Rashi says, regal oilu leminyan shloshim lemi boi kovre kodim regal. Not only when you buried the mace before the regal, even if the kfura first took place on Yom Tif, and you first start counting the shiva after Yom Tif, but for the din shloshim, it starts right away. Must as the chain oirile rebelos le repedos. In the same way, Rebeleza paskin le repedos brei to his son repedos. That what afilu kova bregel. Even in the case that the mace first died during Yom Tif, and you made the kfura then, so locher is the shloshim though, this 30 days you start counting from then. Now, Tana Rabban, Bryce says like this. So the kids we paskin not like Rova, we paskin though that the days of the Yom Tif is oilah for the din shloshim. Tana Rabban, we look at the Bryce like this. Kayim kfiyas hamita shloshim yomim kaidim regal. It's the case the mace died 3 days before Yom Tif, and you were sitting shiva then for those 3 days. Kfiyas hamita means like the ikra din. You're supposed to turn over the bed, and there was not sleep on the bed when you know, sleep on the floor. So if you turned over your beds for 3 days already, before Yom Tif, it's like din of our Mishnah like, that ain't a tzorech lechvoyseyach regal. You do not have to be noig shiver anymore after the regal. You don't have to turn your bed over anymore. This is Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer. Shita, like it says in our Mishnah, that you have to be noig avelus for at least 3 days before Yom Tif in order for the Yom Tif to be mavato the din shiver. But the Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say, like we hold like this, Alocha, that afilu yoimechad v'afilu shorachas. Even if the mace only died 1 day before Yom Tif, or even an hour before Yom Tif, and you made the kfur and you sat shiva before the Yom Tif, even though it was only a little bit, still we say the Yom Tif is mevato the shiva. And Omer Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon, hein hein divrei Beis Shammai, hein hein divrei Beis Hillel. Hey, this is a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. She Beis Shammai, Omer Beis Shammai, shiter is shloisha yomim. It only helps when is the regal the Yom Tif mevato takes away shiva, only if you were noig shiva ready for 3 days before Yom Tif. The mace died at least 3 days ago before Yom Tif. That's Beis Shammai Shita, like our Mishnah. Beis Hillel says, no, even if the mace only died on Erev Yom Tif, and you made the Kfura then, as long as you sat Shiva before the Regal, the Locher, the Regal is Mavatol, the Shiva. Omer Rav Funa, Omer Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, the Yarmulon, some say the mice was like this. Omer Le Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Ula Rav Huna, afilu yemechad afilu shorachas. That ain't nechtan, according to Rav Huna, it's even enough if we died the mace 1 day or 1 hour before Yom Tif, as long as it's that shiva before Yom Tif, the locher is when the regal comes, it's mevatel to the shiva. Now Rav Omer Rav says, halacha katana didan, the Yoma Shloisha. Rav paskins lechumra, like our Tana, that you have to wait, the mace has to die at least 3 days before Yom Tif. That you have to be noig shiva for 3 days before Yom Tif, then the Yom Tif is mevatel the shiva. The Gemara says now, Ravina ikloy lesuria, defros. Ravina went into the city. Is omalei Rav Chaviv leRavina. So Rav Chaviv asked Ravina, Hilchas Samai, what's the loch lemaisa? Do we hold like our mission or not? Do we have to wait vadafka 3 days before the regal that you noig shiva? Or no, it's enough 1 hour before the regal? Omalei, he answered back, Enechnami lekula, that afilu yoimechod, v'yafilu shoachas. That's the locha. Even if you just sat shiva 1 hour before Yom Tov, before the regal, the locha is, the regal is mevato the shiva, and after Yom Tov, you do not have to be noig shiva anymore. But shloshim, you still have to count, and the shloshim starts from the time of the kfura. Vaita, Yosef, Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. They were all sitting down together. Ikloy the Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Loza. And it came in that Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Loza was there. And Nafek Milsa Mibinayu. When they were talking together, this learning came out from them. That what? Minayas Hashara like this. Minayin li Avela Shiva. How do we know there's an Indian that Avela should take for 7 days? How do we know such an Indian of 7 days of Avelas? The Yachsiv, the Pasuk in Amos says, V'yofachti chageichem liyovol. I'll change over your chagim, your yom tovim into avelus. So we dash like this, ma chag shiva, just like chag of Pesach is 7 days, af avelus shiva, what din avelus is also 7 days. So this is the asmachta that avelus is 7 days. For the Gemara, but how do you know which regal? Maybe the pasuk means like Shavuos. That's only one day midiraisa. So maybe Avelis is also only one day. So when it says, but this is not the right pasuk to learn it out from. Because Umi boiler look at the Resh Lakish. This we need for Resh Lakish Salacha. The Yomer Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish says, Mishum Reb Yudin Nisiyah. In the name of Reb Yudin Nisiyah. Minayin Lishmur Rechoyka. Shayna Nehegis Elu Yemechud. How do we know that if somebody hears about a mace, about one of his mishpach, his father, his mother, brother, sister, his son, the daughter, if he hears that they were mace, first 30 days after it happened, which is called a Shmur Rechoyka, you did not hear about it so fierce. You heard about it very late. That's called the Shmur Rechoyka. We'll see later halachas about this. But if you first found out 30 days after he was mace, the halacha is Shena Neheges El Yom Echad. You only have to sit Shiva for one day, and we'll soon say not even a complete day, for a little bit, that's all you have to be noig. How do we know this? The Chtiv, the Pasuk says, V'yafachti Chageichem L'yovel. Hashem says, He's going to change over the Chagim into Avelis. V'yashkechan Atzeres Yikri, the Yikri, Chag Yema. And we know that a Yom Tov of Atzeres, a Shavuos, is also called a Chag. So such as in Indian, Yikri, Chag Yema Chag, that Shavuos is called one day a Chag. So it's possible sometimes Shiva will only be for one day, and we'll soon see if it even means a mixer sayim of that one day. How do you have it only one day? That's this case where you have a Shmua Rechoika. It means you did not hear about that one of your mishpacha was mace, you first found out about it 30 days later. That's called a Shmua Rechoika. We'll soon see what the lacha is. Yes. So turn around, Bryce says like this. So exactly is how we know avails the 7 days, the Gemara then cannot repeat this. The Gemara wants to say this pasuk, then Echnami. When this pasuk is not mash mekloah, it's 7 days. By the Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa says like this: Shmua Kroiva. If you hear about one of your mishpacha was mace, Kroiva means within 30 days. Nehege Shiva. When you find out about it, you have to sitting Shiva right then. Ushloishim, and you have to count 30 days also. The Anhaga Shloishim. Shmua Rechoika. Let's say you first found out about it much later that the mishpacha was mace. Is Ena Nehege Seliyem Echad. All you have to do is just sit down one day for a velis, and that's all. You have no shloshim, and you do not even have a complete shiva. Now the Brisa says, a zehu hi kreva, what's called a kreva, a shmua kreva, v'yezehu hi rechaika, what's called a far or long distance, a shmua, kreva b'teh shloshim. That means if you heard about that the mace was mace, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, within 30 days of the actual kfura, then you have to be noyik shiva from the time you hear about it, and shloshim. Rechoika, what's called the faraway news? Li'achar shloshim. If you first heard about it after 30 days that it was already mace, then you only have to be noyik just one day. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is Rabbi Akiva Shita. Ve'chachom ma'imim nechom say though, achar shmua kreva, whether it was a nearby shmua, ve'achar shmua rechoika, whether it was a faraway shmua. The Heges Shiva. In both places, you have to be Noik Shiva when you hear about that one of your craving was mace, Ushleshim, and you have it in Shleshim also. So it's a Machlaikas Rebbe Kiva and Chachamin. And on this, the Gemara says, Omar Rabba Barbachona, Omar Rebbe Yechanan, that Komokam Shata Maitse Yochid, Mekol, usually whenever you find a Yochid of one person, that's being more Lakula, going more lenient. For Rabbi Machmirim, and the Rabbi Mamor Machmagol Moshtri, the Locha is Alocha Kirabim. Usually you pass them like the Rabbim Lechumra. Chutz Mizu, excluding here, Sha'af Alpi, Sh'Rabbi Akiva Mekel, it's only a Yochid Rabbi Akiva the one that's Mekel. Ve'chachom Yimachmir, and as the Chom Mishita that's Machmir, still the Halacha is Rabbi Akiva. Why? The Yomar Shmuel Halacha Kedivri Yimekel, V'yovel. By Yavelus, V'yovel's goal, called the Man Yom, that's Nkula, so therefore here we pass them like Rabbi Akiva Shita. And since Avelus is only with the Rabbonin, in the Indian of Avelus, we go Lekula. So it's possible like Rabbi Kiva that a Shmua Rechoik, if you first find out about it after 30 days, you do not have to sit Shiva, only just one day. Mar says, Rabbi Chanina, Asyalei Shmua Diyavua, Mevechuzoi, hey, so Rabbi Chanina heard about that his father was Nifta in the Bechuzoi, is also, he heard about it, he found out about it first later, he didn't know when it happened, right away, they first told him later. Is also the time of Rabbi Chizda. So Rabbi Chanina came to Rabbi Chizda, Omele, he said to him, Shmua Rechoika and Anheges Eliyem Echad. That you should know it's a Shmua Rechoika. You found out about it now, what happened 30 days ago. So you only have to sit one day, that's all. Rav Nosin Barami Osele Shmua Dime. Another Maisa was with Rav Nosin Barami. You heard about that his mother was Nifter. Mivei Chuzoi, from Chuzoi. Is also the kind of the Ravas. He went in front of Rav and asked him, what's the halacha? How many days of Shiva do I have to sit? Omale, Rav answered back, Terei Omru, it was said like this, Shemua Rechoika, and in the Hegas Eliyah Nechad, Bilvat, and we pass along Rav Akiva. A Shemua Rechoika, if you first heard about it 30 days after it really happened, you only have to sit Shiva just one day. Eisvei, I have a kashra on this. B'med Devorim Amurim, when was this said true that you have this difference? When do we say that a Shemua Rechoik is on an egg one day? The Chamisha Masai Mitzvah. That's only with the five Mesim that die. So Rashi says, Ela the Chamisha Manishim, only five out of the seven. The Sibakruah. The Noyu Biti Achiv Viachaisa Vishta. That's all. Your son, your daughter, your brother, your sister, or your wife. Then the locker is, if you first heard about it after 30 days, you only have to be doing one day of Avelis. Mashenkin, if it's news about your mother, about your father, then Shivu Shloshim. And even though you hear about it later, 30 days later, still you have to sit the regular Shiva and the regular Shloshim. So, you know, since these last two mices with the father and the mother, Nahuri means to argue and say, no, you have to sit at least 7 days Shiva and then 30 days Shloshim. Omle Yitzbek is no kasha. Yechidoihi is the one who goes according to Yochit. Rashi says, "V'loy Rabbi Akiva, not a country of Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva, loyshin aviv imo v'imoi, loyshin oshak krevim. Heis daloch we pass like Rabbi Akiva. There's no difference whether it's your mother or your father. By Yeshmur Rechoyki, we first hear about it 30 days later. You do not have to sit more than one day. We'll soon see it means even 1 hour. 1 hour only mixes hayim. And here that you said by the father and mother is different. We don't hold like them because that's the yichidoi that said it. Where's this yichidoi?" We don't hold like this. The Tanya will learn like this. Maise umeis aviv shirabi tzedek, Rabbi Tzadok beginzuk. It once happened that Rabbi Tzadok's father died in Ginzuk. Vaydiyu liyachash sholishonim. And they first notified him 3 years later that his father was meis. Ubo v'sholes es Elisha ben Avua. And he went to ask Eshala ben Elisha ben Avua. Do I have to sit shiv or not? Was Kenim and his Kenim Shima with him? Omru, they said, Nog Shivu Shleshim. Henechnami, by your father and your mother, you have to be knowing Shivu Shleshim. That's the way he paskined. So you see, it's only Yochid that paskined this way. Uke Shemesh, Benoi Shurabi Achia, the Goyla, and when the Achia's son died in Goyla, Yoshev Olav Shivu Shleshim. He also sat 7 days in Shleshim, and even though we heard about it 30 days later, still he sat 30 days. For the Gemara, it's not that way. V'Rav Bar Achva Rabbi Chiya. Rav was the Bar Achva, the son of the brother of Rabbi Chiya. Teve Bar Achted Rabbi Chiya was also the son of the daughter of Rabbi Chiya. What happened was like this: Kisolak Lossim. When they went up, Rashi says Kisolak Rav Mirud the bubbler of Yisrael. When Rav left the bubbler, went up to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Chiya Shem, Rabbi Chiya was there in Eretz Yisrael. Omalei, the east around there. Omalei, the Mor says, Omalei Rabbi Chila Rav. So Rabbi Chia that was living in Eretz Yisrael, asked Rav, Abba Kayim, is my father still alive? Omar, so he said back to him, Omalei Ima Kayemis, like Rashi's like a